Our hearts are full of horses and mules herded through the streets of Avonmouth, let loose, steaming, stamping on fragile hooves. From a crammed ship, their shivering legs poised like stilted shells to fall, no room to lie down for weeks. Convoys from America, Canada, their futures full of lances, swords, or hauling artillery through killing fields. A state of national emergency declared, and horses that pulled milk and bread around the lanes find themselves at the remount depot, medically checked, well fed, and training to be military athletes of the Great War, shells exploding in their ears. A handful of sovereigns couldn't outweigh the public's grief at giving up their beloved steeds to battle. Meanwhile, the SS Armenian, on its way from Virginia to Bristol, ignored warning shots, was torpedoed, carrying a cargo of 1,422 mules, sank with their muleteers, many of whom were African Americans, too loving and respectful of their charges to let them drown alone. The wreck, found 50 miles from Newquay and 80 metres down, sat upright on the seabed, full of bones.